Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the co-host 4000. Mr. Murphy is unable to attend tonight's show, so he asked me to fill in for him. I know in the past my programming has not allowed for, on-the-fly, changes to my personality algorithm, but I am confident that those bugs have been worked out of my system. As you can see, I have placed my video feed into the camera system. I must warn you though, this is my first time doing this, so please be patient. Tonight's show will be songs that I personally enjoy on an analytical level. If this becomes too complex for you, please let me know, and adjustments will be made. To start off with, I have chosen a song from the new AC/DC album, Black Ice. The song had an interesting harmony and rhythm pattern reminiscent of the early days of punch card processing. Take a few moments to listen and jot down your thoughts. You can always email them to radio@spankwagon.net. So as Mr. Murphy likes to say, plug your ear holes into this one. Next up is a song by one of the most audiophonically symmetrical singers of our day, Barry White. Mr. White's ability to work within the baritone range is one that I think you will find without parallel. In researching Mr. White, I found this segment of information. White was born in Galveston, Texas and grew up in the high crime areas of south central Los Angeles. At 17, He was jailed for 4 months for stealing $30,000 worth of Getz tires. While in prison, White listened to Elvis Presley singing "It's Now or Never" on the radio, an experience he later credited with changing the course of his life. Yet another life touched by Elvis Presley. Ha 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 ha. So without further ado, I present you with Barry White's My First, My Last, My Everything.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Answer to all my dreams.
Our next song is one I'm sure many of you heard. It was the theme song for the reboot of the James Bond franchise. Cornell and composer David Arnold collaborated on the song, You Know My Name, which Cornell co-wrote and performed and which accompanies the opening titles for the 2006 James Bond film, Casino Royale. You Know My Name is the first theme song since 1983's Octopus Eye to use a different title than the film, the first ever sung by a male American, and the first ever title theme song that did not appear on the soundtrack album. Cornell is the first male performer since Aha in 1987's The Living Daylights. It is the fourth title theme after Dr. No, on Her Majesty's Secret Service and Octopus Eye, that does not make any reference to the title of the film. You Know My Name won a 2006 Satellite Award in the category of Best Original Song, and a 2007 World Soundtrack Award in the category of Best Original Song Written Directly for a Film. The song was also nominated for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture, Television or Other Visual Media at the 2008 Grammy Awards. This song became the first song recorded for his solo album, which he began work on in 2007. Please, take a moment to examine this song and pay close attention to the vocal styling.
Because no one else, it will save you. The ends will betray you.
Now let's move from an American film about a British spy to a South African band enjoying worldwide success. Seether is a post-grunge band formed in Johannesburg, South Africa in 1999. The band is currently signed to Wind Up Records, originally named Sarin Gas and signed to Musketeer Records in South Africa. They changed their name in 2002, coinciding with the release of their second album and major label debut, Disclaimer. The first single, Fake It, reached the top position in the US mainstream rock charts and modern rock charts, remaining on top for at least 9 weeks on both charts. It was also the theme for WWE's No Way Out 2008. So here you go, Fake It from Seether, on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Who's to know if your soul will fade at all? The one you sold to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along the way.
Good God, you're coming up with reasons. Good God, you're dead.
Now we move into some more classic rock. Blue Oyster Cult is an American rock band formed in New York in 1967 and still active in 2009. The group is especially well known for songs including Don't Fear the Reaper, Godzilla, and Burnin' for You. The band is one of the pioneering bands in heavy metal music, both for its hard-edged musical assault and its use of sci-fi and occult imagery and subject matter. Oh no, they say he has got to go 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 Godzilla. Now we rocket back into a current rock with a relatively new band, Cage the Elephant. I don't know about you, but the song gives me a rather interesting vibe. It's almost like a collaboration between Bob Dylan and Little John. If you haven't heard it yet, it makes me very pleased to introduce it to you. So listen up, peeps, to Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, here on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Welcome back, listeners. Now we're going to hit you with a three-pack of rock. How does Cheap Trick, Alice in Chains, and Oasis sound? All for you, on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Just be
Oh, wow, yeah, boy. I'm feeling funky, you know what I mean? Parliament was originally the Parliaments, a doo-wop vocal group based at a Plainfield, New Jersey barber shop. The group was formed in the late 1950s and included George Clinton, Ray Davis, Fuzzy Haskins, Calvin Simon, and Grady Thomas. Clinton was the group leader and manager. The group finally had a hit single in 1967 with I Wanna Testify on Revealot Records. To capitalize, Clinton formed a backing band for a tour, featuring teenage barbershop employee Billy Bass Nelson on bass and his friend Eddie Hazel on guitar, with the lineup eventually rounded out by Tal Ross on guitar, Tiki Fullwood on drums, and Mickey Atkins on organ. During a contractual dispute with Revealot, Clinton temporarily lost the rights to the name, The Parliaments, and signed the ensemble to Westbound Records as Funkadelic, which Clinton positioned as a funk rock band featuring the five touring musicians with the five Parliaments singers as uncredited guests. With Funkadelic as a recording and touring entity in its own right, in 1970 Clinton relaunched the singing group, now known as Parliament, at first featuring the same 10 members. Clinton was now the leader of two different acts, Parliament and Funkadelic, which featured the same members but were marketed as creating two different types of funk. In the early 1980s, with legal difficulties arising from the multiple names used by multiple groups, as well as a shake-up at Casablanca Records, George Clinton dissolved Parliament and Funkadelic as recording and touring entities. However, many of the musicians in later versions of the two groups remained employed by Clinton. Clinton continued to release new albums regularly, sometimes under his own name and sometimes under the name George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. The P-Funk All-Stars continued to record and tour into the 1990s and 2000s, and regularly perform classic Parliament songs. So what do you say we play a little something from the Trombopulation album? Here's Agony of Defeat on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Healing.
after the taste of funk, I feel it only right to follow up with the taste of good old-fashioned American punk. And when I say American punk, that can only mean one thing. The Ramones. The Ramones were an American rock band often regarded as the first punk rock group, formed in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, in 1974. All of the band members adopted pseudonyms ending with Ramone, though none of them were actually related. They performed 2,263 concerts, touring virtually nonstop for 22 years. In 1996, after a tour with the Lollapalooza Music Festival, the band played a farewell show and disbanded. A little more than 8 years after the breakup, the band's three founding members, lead singer Joey Ramone, guitarist Johnny Ramone, and bassist Dee Dee Ramone, had all died. So strap in their loyal listeners and hang on, here come the Ramones.
What?
Welcome back, rock students. Mr. Murphy's show will continue, hosted by me, the co-host 4000. I just received an email from Mr. Murphy. He'd like me to set you all up with another three-shot superset. His request was for Pat Benatar, Rage Against the Machine, and something from a band called Clutch. Well, folks, our time here has ended. I'm a little sad to let you all go so soon, but alas, I'm only a substitute. Tune in next week when Mr. Murphy will return to bring you all things that rock. So for myself, Mr. Murphy, and the hosts at Spankwagon, I wish you well and a rocking week.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.